Wesi hogo disengapoe. Yabengelelale. In the Church of God, siyezwini right away. Baba ingcwele siyabonga. We thank you so much for this hour. We thank you for the saints that are here, that are joining in this prayer, and we are grateful, Lord, that they are here. We are certain, Lord, that no one could have come here unless the Lord has brought him. We are so thankful for that. They are not ashamed. Thank you so much for revelations and peace and harmony. Now give us love in Jesus' name. Amen. Nzuza, are you there today? If you are there, just go straight away to Matthew. To Matthew 24:12. If we're gonna read Matthew 24:12, we're gonna.
Amen, amen, Bishop.
Yeah.
And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold.
Amen. God bless the reading of his word. We are facing the struggle as a city. What kills prayer in our lives, in churches, in individuals. We find that in this state phase, it's when uthando or divine love is no longer found amongst believers. That's the time where you will be forced not to pray. God's love is actually the gist of everything that we are gathered to do. Whatever, there is no law, no love anymore, God cannot work there. All God's dynamics work on love. The mechanics can follow after, but love controls all the dynamics. When even if it's prophecies, it's deliverances, if love is not the main ingredient there, that thing will fail somehow, sometime. That's why you find someone, a certain minister, a certain prophet who's operating maybe in a certain office, maybe he's praying for the sick or whatever he's doing. You find that people are pecking, and they, like this thing that is happening to T.B. Joshua, that people just leave everywhere they left to go to where he was. And after he died, there were many people that were anointed there were. In fact, when the last 10 years of T.B. Joshua, he was no longer the one praying for sick people there. It was the people he trained. He will just come once. But after he died, even though people were still healed here, there was a complaint that came in the newspapers that there were hotels and restaurants that were benefiting from that revival there for years, because people were coming from everywhere. After he died, those hotels are suffering that they are closing down because people are no longer coming. But there's a pack of preachers there who have deliverance, who pray for people, and people are still getting healed. But because Umuntu, the person who had love, the love that was drawing people, is no longer there. The mechanics are still there. The job is still done. But it's just not, no love no more. People are creatures ordained to follow love. Even the devil, when he comes with rock and roll and whatever songs, even this LGBT thing that's happening, it's just a society of love. They love, so loving those people. Love is just an ingredient that even when hell wants to destroy, you lose love. When you see people following you, they don't follow you because you're perfect or a prayer warrior. They feel love. They feel drawn to that environment. That's the scale that differentiates us from each other. It's the quality of love we have from each other. A preacher can stand there and preach a very rough sermon, but you find people following him and they want to listen to him because love communicates to the internal pain. You can feel, actually the word feel is just an understatement, but you can connect with someone, you can connect with someone who loves you. He doesn't have to say it. He doesn't have to brag about it. You can connect. As long as there's love, there's connection. And when that love goes, the connection ceases. And if it can be prayers or anything, it will be useless. There's no longer pull. There's no longer success. Even the things emhlabeni we read, the things we watch on TV, are those that have that high degree of love content in terms of the human passion. You, even if you're watching a movie or you're watching a star or you're watching something or a documentary, there has to be something that reaches you inside to be hooked on that thing. And that's where I get in Abazwane fail. That's where we fail. We think we just go to an open air and put big speakers and make a lot of noise. Human beings can feel someone who's deadly with them. You don't have to persuade people if you really have love for them. That's why there's many gifts in this earth, on earth now, but there's no love. People pray for sick people, but they don't toss the whole night feeling the pain of their sickness, and they don't have that thing that keeps them awake at night thinking about these people. They just have the mechanics, you know, just some cool air, you know. But love has all possibilities. If you want someone to be, if you want to control someone, love that person. I don't care how imperfect you are, that person will never leave you. Because where can anyone, You know, you can do everything to people, but if you don't love them, they'll leave you. Because people are ordained to leave when there's no longer love. Even bad people, even weaker people, even backstabbers, they hide and pretend to be good people as long as there's love. They wait until there's a day where you will do an act that's cruel to them, and then they'll show their betrayal. So that means as long as there's love, even the devil will obey. As long as there's love, miracles will be there. I was just checking inkonzo, I was just checking the especially my services that we start, and at the end of the service there is deliverance or there is prayer for people. You can discern that service that usually it takes about 6 hours, and people don't feel that because the preacher or whoever is being used by God, he just cannot end the service as long as he feels people being depressed. So as long as there's love, you just exhaust yourself to the people of God. So when love is not there, prayer will stop. Because prayer is not a nice thing. I remember when we used to pray long in whatever revival I used at. Something used to unite us, and we used to be buddies and friends. And then when we pray, we're just in that being together mood. We sing because we stay there. We worship for hours. We pray. So prayer doesn't become a No, we are a family that's there. And that's what kills prayer. Prayer becomes an issue, an assignment of the church, a Wednesday obligation. That's not supposed to be like. It's supposed to be, I get visitation from saints. We visit that brother, we eat together, whatever we do together, then we just find ourselves. It's like I'm a couple who are married. I don't care how much of health problems. You'll never hear about who love each other complain about sexual not satisfied, those things like my husband is weak in whatever, or my wife is not. Once people stay together and they, like doves, they stay together, they bath together, they sleep on each other's lap, and they'll just end up just going into intimacy just by just being together, just being loving each other. They don't have time to request certain services distinctively from each other. They are always there for each other. People start to request some services when they no longer live for each other. So you have to be like a prostitute now to him or whatever. You have to be like a financial supplier, whatever. You just tick the box. But as long love is there, no one sees the default. Up to a level which when people are divorced or when they no longer love each other, they start to remember all the incompetencies that each one had. So love is a very powerful thing. Before you seek anything, I will say you better seek love. Before you think about soul winning, praying for the sick, How far can you go for humanity? How far can you really, 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 really do for other people? Love is a very strange thing. Love is a, you will never feel like a victim when you have love. People with love are the most abused people on earth, but they don't see that and they don't know that, and they are not abused, because abuse is how you interpret things. Something that you call abuse might not be abuse to me. So love is what we need. And it's what is lacking, actually, according to this verse we read. In fact, if we can try to restore anything, I think what we should try to restore is the simplicity of just love. I've lived with people, different people, great or small. Sometimes I will just buy something for someone who's a millionaire. I remember there's this gentleman, actually speaks about Power Hour, he's kind of a rich guy. And when people go to him, they usually know, hey, he must pay us when we finish all the stuff or whatever. But, I mean, I just bought a big Bible one day, gave him. And every time I go, they say, no, don't bother, pay for me. Or buy him something. And the excitement you see in his face, because he has developed, rich people develop this syndrome with people want things from me. And don't forget, no matter how rich, how poor you are still a human being. Once you live in an environment where people come, take, 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 your heart will change. That's why you can come to someone who's got 10 million rands, umpe 100 rand. I'll be so happy. Because everywhere he goes, people look at him and say, they forget that he's a human being. Every time we live with people, remember they are human beings. They need love. Simple love. No matter how you think they are strong. You know, people used to call me and say, hey, we was kakan is weak, school again. And I just laugh at this guy. If he knows how much I suffer with many things people suffer with. I suffer depression, I suffer rejection, I suffer loneliness, I suffer. And I have to forget those things and attend other people. It's a choice. Because the only way I can ever fight the devil is by not focusing on me. A human being is so complicated that if you try to focus on yourself, you'll be a most miserable person. Just focus on to somebody else. You'll see how simple is life. Life is very simple when you just put somebody else before you. Because you'll never finish your problems. They are your problems. You know, as good as it's easy, it's easy. If you ever, you grew up in this rich environment, now you grew up in poor environments where, when we're very young, we find things running in your hair. And my uncle will bring you across the pants and hunt them and pray, and all that. And the dogs do that too. When you're doing something to somebody, something is relieved on you. But once you start to be selfish, problems all start in any area of life when people start to be selfish. When people are selfish, they start to carry the burdens of their lives. And they carry those burdens as though they are the most important things on this earth. Whatever that is in you will never leave you. The things that you are, the things that, like your misery, whatever you call it, your loneliness, whatever you call it, will never leave you. And you will always be stuck in that. And if you try to take that thing that is draining you down and raise it up and feed it on other people, you'll find people rejecting you. Because we all have our own scum. We all have our own sicknesses. We just don't want someone who's just here wants attention. Love is the only way to win. There is a saying that says, I'd rather live in a world where it says, I'd rather live in the world of 100% liars who every day lie to me and tell me that they love me, than to live in the world of truthful people who every day tell me how wrong I am. Because we live in the world as the world appreciates us. And we feel the way we are made to feel by whoever we are around. It doesn't matter. That's why there's a saying that says life is golden when we're still young. Because you don't know all the things that people say, things of the adults. And then when they start to know these things, that they say things of the adults, they divorce, they start to drink, they start to smoke, they start to swear, they're always angry. When they start to know what they say, it doesn't matter about that. But when usayingane, you don't know those things. So I remember my grandmother, how I wish bangakhuli when he was talking about us. I think because the world is cruel out there. So okay, love, once utandol pele, justice. Once love ends, justice begins. People start to demand their rights. People still want to see where does their money go. People want to see if their sacrifice is worth their value. People want to see, they start to remember that for 15 years being in this family, 15 years being in this church, no one has remembered my birthday or something like that. They start to remember things, and justice is working there. Justice says you must be treated the way you deserve. Justice says there must be accountability for every sacrifice you do. There must be an explanation of your worth. But every time people start to think like that, they start to fight. Every time when people demand attention and comfort and equality and all those things, they start to fight, because people are created not equal. You can go nature, not people only. Nature, if you ever go to the spewing, to the game reserve, to the natural forest, you'll find trees are not equal. Some places are more greener than others. There is no uniformity there. But if you go to these places like a golf court where it's just forests that are designed by people, you find palm trees and line and things like that, and a hedge being cut and trimmed. That's the people's thinking. People want things to be uniformed and like armies, like soldiers. God doesn't put things like that. That's why God doesn't want denominations. Doesn't want his children to be put in an army uniform way. He wants them to be scattered like in a jungle where he only knows where are they. So when people start to seek for justice, God starts to put policing amongst people. Like you read in the book of Acts, Bible say, when they started to complain about food, the Greeks are receiving this more than Jews, whatever. Then there was a commandment that let there be policemen called deacons, because there's no longer love to govern the people. Then there should be something like a force. But when people are like that, they are the most, we're living in the most unhappy society today. Everything, most unhappy people are today. Because they don't live for anybody else. They just think about themselves. And they want to be equal. If somebody is treated better, let me tell you something. If you want to be happy, you must know that there are people who will always be treated better than you because they were born with it. There are people who will be favored by God more than you, and all you have to do is just to celebrate them. I'm not even in the kingdom of God, in your family. It's just your sister or your brother who's just golden. No matter how much you try to compete with that person, you just cannot match them. They are lovable and adorable even when they are wrong. They are lovely and adorable even when they are right. They were born with it because God works like that. The Bible says God hated Esau and done nothing. That's why the greatest grace God can give you is to bring you near the people he has loved. If you see someone and you see that this person has got God's favor, God protects this person. You know, God just put a hedge around this person as he did with Job. Don't waste time trying to change the history God wrote before the world was even formed. You won't change that. This person was born with these things. Because God, that's how God works. He'll just make one tree fertile there in the jungle. It'll make one marula tree to be more fertile, and all the elephants and the animals will just go to eat on the tree. Especially when you watch these programs like Nature or National Geographic, you'll find what I'm talking about. You'll find that there'll be just one area with rain and all the other reserves no rain. And all the animals have to go to that area and fight for space, because that's how God is. When God finds a heart that truly loves him, he will give everything to that heart. Because God's trouble on earth is to find one heart that he can put all things at. So he can ordain one heart for 100 years. And when that heart finally comes, and he will try that heart, he will trouble that heart, he will test that heart. And you'll come and graduate that heart like he did David. Say, this is a man after my own heart. And when he has found that heart, he'll force everybody to go pay homage on that person. And you think you are clever. You think you're going to, you won't go pay homage when because what's better in that person? You forgot that God has ordained this person for 100 years. That all his children must go there to get rain or to get favor. He cannot distribute. God doesn't distribute things. He ordains a place where he will, where the key is at. Like he gave Peter a key. So love always loses. At school where I'm studying part-time music, we were given an assignment to write songs. Because I'm more experienced with things of God and life, I found out if you love, you write a song about love or about you must make yourself losing everything in those lyrics. And those lyrics will just capture people because love loses. No, like if you write a poem about love, you'll write things like, I'll come to you even though you'll never come to me. I'll cry for you even though you never care for about me. I'll give to you even if you forget me. You see, those few words I've said, they will make someone who's reading that be caught up in that character. You say, what kind of a person can be that sacrificial? And that's what love is. Love has no explanation. Once you find an explanation, once you are calculating things that you do for someone, you don't love those people. Once there's a measure, once you measure, there's no love there. So love always loses. I want to repeat that. Where there is love, there is an eternal loss. Can you believe Jesus going around, walking around from Jericho, preaching to people, healing the blind man on his way to the cross, having compassion, but walking towards his death. All his 3.5 years, he was talking about the greatest thing in his life will be the day he will lose his life for people. And the Bible says, no greater love than that, that somebody can lay down his life for his friends. It's very difficult to fellowship with somebody who's selfish, who's complaining, who's just caught up in that. So that's where we're talking about today. I want to show you in the scriptures that love, we can go to John 13 verse 34. Ngizama ukuchazela mntana uNkulunkulu ukuthi lokugula okukuphethe ngeke uze ukulaphe. Lolu sizo lokuhluphayo ngeke uze ukulaphe. You will always be complaining until you learn how to love other people. You will always say, no, they forgot about me. Enkonzweni asitshelwanga. We heard that there was a party, we were not invited. You must ask yourself, why are you the person who did not know that? It's because we live a life to be so distant from people. That's why things happen, you don't know about them. So, but when love goes, people start to say, no, I won't even go there, I was not invited. Read 34, got John 13.
verse number 34, all things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without the parables spake he not unto them.
John 13, verse 34. Who's our corner? Don't know my saving network.
Verse number 34.
Yes.
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another.
1 John chapter 4, verse 7. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7.
Verse number 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God.
Romans 12, verse 10.
Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another.
That's the love, Bazalwane, that keeps prayer alive, because prayer is a mutual induction one to another. Is when you give off your steam and your spirit in appreciation to somebody, or then they do the same. Now all of my verses I've read, and almost all the verses in the New Testament that talk to the church about love, they never say, very few that say loves beloved or something like that. They say love one another. So if the statement is it love one another, it means if I love you, you don't love me back, if that's not love one another, prayer will be disturbed there. God won't move in an environment where only one side. Read all the verses in the New Testament that are talking to Christians. There is always one another. And if Jesus is referring to sinners, he says, love those who persecute you, love those who do things. He's talking about that's evangelistic love. That's an unbeliever. But when he's talking to Christians, he says love one another, because love will never work if it's one directional. It will never work. Love has to come from me to you. I have to forget myself, because we live in an environment where you have forgotten yourself. Have you ever found people who are a family that's, you know, always complain about abazana bangithandi or things like that? When you get to that family, you'll find that a husband is always speaking abazalwane, the wife is always speaking. You know, people who complain, bayathelelana, they feed each other this negative energy, because they forget that love, and you'll never find happiness in that family. It will be like that until they start to talk about other people and tell you, oh, we are not loved. And then suddenly the children also, they adopt that spirit. Then they'll end up fighting each other. Because where people seek to be loved, they start to be insensitive of how they are to other people. The first abuse and cruelty is for you to forget to love other people, to visit other people, to make a sacrifice and drive and go sleep over Emzinom Salwan. Once you forget that, it's because you already has created this energy in your own home, this selfish energy. And automatically, people will forget about you, because you don't remember people whom you never taste their energy. You remember people by how They've deposited themselves to you. So the Bible says, love one another. That means each and everyone should forget himself. We must not listen to people come and say, that's why I love the English people. The English people, when it's a party and adults and the youth are there, you find them drinking their wines, and they don't use loud music like us. They just, they're so dressed up, and you find that the elders are running around just socializing. And every time they come to a young man, they'll say, John, how are you? I say, no, I'm fine. I say, what are you doing now? What are you doing? What are you up to? That's what they always ask. And the response of the young man or that young woman, it's their culture. You must never say something that's negative. Even if you have failed or you went to duty and you failed, you must never say it. You must say, no, I enrolled at duty because I was focusing on doing an engineer. And I when I got there, I found that this is not good for me. And I'm already on business. You don't say failures, because people want to get love from you. They must get something that, once you start to complain, once you start to say negative things, they just leave you while you're standing there. That's why Mangis, even today, they still control the economy. Because they train their people never to go miserable, go being self-pitiful, being going around on people begging for attention. And they don't want to do that, because that's the spirit that brings poverty. You must be answerable to your life. If you failed, it must not be a failure. It must be a learning or something like that. So all the verses of love, they are making us prisoners altogether of love. Before you complain about your wife or your husband or whoever at work, and 17 when we're given much more work, you must first ask how much, what can you do to relieve other people's work? There is something that you must do if you want people to live for you. If you want people to live for you, you must live for them. If you want to make people your slaves, you must be their slave first. That's what you must do. Because people will forget about you. And you will feel the miserability of people forgetting about you. So it's that's the third reason why prayer dies. The church, where ngekuthando, there will be no prayer there. Because prayer doesn't start on a Wednesday, 6 o'clock. Prayer starts when usizav ambulala over wa star. Then they bamba ehluhlube one day bolala over wa lokhuzana kwa brother Tammy there. They that's the church. Church is not people who only meet ngama Pasika, ngama Easter. That's a hypocrite church. If we don't regularly eat Sunday meals together, visit each other, we will never pray together. Because prayer is born when we understand, when we are affectioned with each other's burdens. Now, if we are not familiar with each other's sorrows, I don't even know what we are struggling with. I don't even know what is your problems. I don't even know. I just don't care. How can I pray with you if I don't even know what's the burden in your life? Because most of the things that happens to us, it's not just because it's because we are focusing on our problems. That's what makes people end up committing suicide. It's because they are looking at this constant thing, which they're not supposed to be looking at. They are looking at, and they're looking at this, hey, I'm the worst person on earth. That's all they see. But my brother, my sister, if you can just look at the clothes in your wardrobe, take the most expensive ones, give to somebody. Take your favorite jacket, give to somebody. You will feel The satisfaction that you were trying to get by focusing at your problems. Problems will always be there. But how you deal with your life to other people. So love brings prayer. But in the Bible, love will wax cold because there will be too much selfishness. Too much selfishness. I remember there's a white person who said, the reason black people are poor is because they are so selfish to a level that they look at themselves as victims. There's nothing worse on earth as somebody who's looking at himself as a victim. Oh, I hate those people. Yo, if you want to offend me, make yourself a victim. You are in yin yang. We are a victim of what? What have you done? There are people who have lived in this world, but Babla won World War I and died for a country. They never even reigned riches. There's many miserable in this world. Yeah, and I tell you, there's somebody who is ill right now. What are you a victim for? So it's the poverty in Africa is based on selfishness and people who are seeking for self-pity. You know, they think for themselves, you know, they don't think about other people. Oh, so then prayer ceases there. So you must all the time, like when you read the Bible, it's chapter 2 of verse Revelations, the love, because your love, you have forsake your first love. The first church age, the first backsliding that happened in the seven church ages, yaqala by the church that forsook love. So when, I like those verses, it's chapter 2 and chapter 3, chapter 2 verse 4, in chapter 3, verse 14, Bible say, you have forsook your first love. And that with the last church age, it says now you are not hot nor cold. I'll spew that. The devil, he started by eating love and he ended up eating everything in the church. Once you lose love, you forget about other Christians. You forget about what can you do for other believers. I'm telling you, you will never pray for them. It's an instruction that we are getting today. Maybe just few verses to close up. Read Proverbs 10 verse 12. So okay, from today, I believe you have learned something. Stop bomb sin. Love other people. Don't say people about own land. No, go to them. No matter how many sins have you done, how many mistakes have you done, come back to the church. Go to those people who love God. Never seek people to come to. Go to them. If you want help, go out and help people. If you want attention, go out and give people attention. Remember their birthdays. Remember everything. You will always be happy. As I was making an example at work, a person that you always call and you request favors from is the same person that you always give favors to. You know, at work we are supervisors, whatever. The people that we supervise, you know, those who open up a phone and you call them, find them, say, no, I'm off duty. I'm applied. All those, you never give them favors. But those who avail themselves, like somebody, a certain job comes up and this job, no one is assigned to. Maybe somebody who's supposed to do it is on leave or something. And you are stressed as a manager, you don't know who to send. The person who always say, no, I'll do it. I'm telling you, about the person who complain and say, you're always treating that person in favor. Yes, because favor automatically comes out when we are dealing with somebody who always gives favors. So okay, that's how love, Bazalwane. Prayer is a supernatural unction of God that is, it comes like a passion because you love that person. That's why you always born when you're praying for your child. Different when you're praying for somebody in church, where somebody is sick, let's pray. When you're praying for your child, you cry before God. You make promises. God, please, please don't take. Lord, he hasn't lived. Lord, at least take something. God, you because there is love. And what will kill the church in the last days? That kind of love will be gone. People will be locking themselves in their homes. Someone has got a better DSTV than somebody. Somebody has got a better TV than somebody. So he doesn't need even visitors. When visitors come to his house, it feels like they're disturbing him because he's got a lot of shows to watch. That thing will kill prayer, because prayer is house to house, and house to house is living together. It's just not visitation, it's life amongst each other. When you are broke, we must all know that you are broke because we live with you. When you are sad, we must all know that you are sad because we live with you, we pray with you, and we cannot pray with you unless we assess your spirit. So okay, love is like that. The church must return to love. Return to where you think about other people. Think about other people. Don't try to complain. If God has blessed somebody, just go and be a cheerleader of that person's blessings. Because maybe that might be the only history we have. You know, today we read the books of people who are talking about great men. They are the only people that we hear from, and they are the only people that are telling us, because their greatest blessing they had was to live with those people. Not all of us will be on TV. Not all of us probably will be millionaires. Not all of us will be cheered. But that person who has found favor, whoever, even at school, at DUT, I passed a diploma, busy preaching. Because I adopted something that says, if there's someone who's brilliant in a certain subject, I'll make him my friend. When it's maths, I'll go study maths with him. I don't care. I'll humiliate myself and tell him that, okay, I cannot, maths, and he has helped me. And it will take me 30 minutes to know something that I will be set 3 hours there trying to learn it, So that's how life is. If you are, we have learned this selflessness. You can even get rich on this earth by associating yourself with people that are already rich, other than trying to learn something that they learned in the past 20 years. Help is always there. If you cannot pray, go to people who can pray and be a friend. So that's the secret of life. It's love. Help is already there. But your attitude, this attitude, this sad spirit, this bad attitude, this attitude of creator, separating yourself, doing things in the absence of God's children, trying to make yourself a victim, one day it will bite back. I'm telling you, it will bite back. If you run away from people, people will somehow draw themselves away from you. And one day you will need them. One day you will need them. The reason I live in Abazalwane is because they are the only people I need. It's the only people one day, if somebody dies in my family, they will help me bury that person. So I need Abazalwane in my life. I need them. I beg them to be there. I cannot be arrogant and proud because I'm nothing without them. And when you are missing in action, you think you are the most important thing. You think when you should be called and we send a voice note, we send a message, and then utabazana babang stress. One day, my brother and sister, you'll be in a big problem that nobody in this world will even think of you. Galendela bazana would have thought of you. There is a group of people on earth. If it was known as the Legbon, there has to be a group of people. If Agbonabazwane, it must be a family. There has to be some people who will bail you out. But you do seek for favors. You do things to those people to make yourself worthy. so that they know we are part of them. Mosal say intabe. All every time when there's a problem, when afre kufanele cele nuncengwe engathi angazi ngathi cela imali angazi noma elotho noma yini basop. One day abantu abankulunkulu start to count you out. Ngisho benze into serious but aningambali ubani. When people think like that now, you must know one day you'll cry, no one will hear. Because what goes around really comes around. The way you treat people, they will treat you the same. Okwenzayo uzenzela wena. So you must start to stop the nonsense while you still have time. The sorrow, the loneliness, the pity that you feel in your heart, we all feel it. We all sometimes get in and preach and to motivate people and go home and more English as you are motivating yourself there of the pain you feel every day. But people did not know that you were actually helping yourself. But because you exchange the pain and focused on other people, I get delivered myself. So the day you stop to focus on yourself, you'll feel love. The day you stop to pray for your own problems, you'll feel love. You'll feel a dimension of God will accept you. Can you read Proverbs 10, verse 12? I'm closing now. So okay, that's the third. Yes, yes.
Hatred stirs up strife, but love covereth all sins.
Can you believe that? Hatred stirred up strife. Once we start to live a life, snugala makwapa here. You would umkwena when he comes here, he's here to talk about umo. If umobula, he's here to talk about umti. If umti ulaus or seven more time. If we are here to hate one another, we'll stir up something evil about each other. But if we are here to love each other, we won't even see the wrong things about each other. You will read also 1 Peter 4, verse 8. I think that's the last one. 1 Peter 4, verse 8.
Verse number 8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves.
Above all things, pray that God gives you love. Pray that before you preach to sinners, ask for love. And ask yourself, do you really love those people? Can you really exchange your life for them? That's the only time you have an impact. So above all things, it's love. That's how you get matured. So when divine love is disturbed amongst believers because there's a gossiper, you know, there's somebody who's too much poor, what I call poverty, somebody who's spirit of poverty, who's always speaking evil about others, just things. He's always complaining. Dankulunkulu, I want to warn you. We are not responsible of your poverty. You are created by God, and God give each other according to measure. And if you don't accept your measure, you will never accept life. The first thing you must accept in life is that I'm 6 foot tall, I'm 57 kg weight, I'm dark complexion, I'm not very beautiful, or I'm very beautiful. I'm very weak, I can't sing. There are things you accept about yourselves because you cannot change them. There are people who are so talented when they do things, God, why could I do that? Why is Amayenza Landa so easy? Because God gave it to him. and he didn't give it to you. And if you don't accept those things, you will be umntwana. Accept that there are better people than you. And all your life, you must celebrate that they are better. Tell them. I've got celebrities all over my status. I've got all these singers and all these people that are doing things, about preachers. And all day I spend is, no one does this like you. No one will ever do it like you. Because I cannot be like that person. And when he does that, I feel witty. I cannot do it. So the best thing I can do is to be part of the rejoicing. But if you want to be miserable, start to complain. Start to say, because you are so stupid that so they were figure kubantu abane energy ukusiza. You are still uzobaphakela ngalosizi lakho lamanyana. You must learn that their people are blessed, and you will be blessed as you ride along with them. That's the only thing. That's emhlabeni. If you want to ask me the secret of life, in this life, God gives us. I remember when I was studying it, whatever I was studying, I would feel some energy in mandla. I would feel like read again. Because God blessed me that I must pass school. But you find somebody, when food is sick, say, man, it's a fail. Actually, what I'm trying to say, everything we do, even the things we think were hard workers, God was there giving us energy. Because he gave us that portion when he didn't give you. And the best thing you should do is to bless those whom he gave. And they will bless you. That's what life is. That's how you find love. It's always to know people that are better than you, and the people that you should forever adorn. Without selfishness, without, I don't know how I can put it. Have you ever seen a parliament who has somebody who's always elected to be a minister, even if it's Zuma or Ramaphosa? Those are the people who know how to respect leadership. If you are in power, they know you are their boss. They don't care. You are not in their camp. They just obey you. So if God has put somebody above you, if somebody has given you a wife, has given you a husband, has given you a child, please try to find royalty in those people and pay homage to that. As you do that, each prayer will just automatically fall along. You'll end up praying for them because you honor them. God bless you. Heavenly Father, I pray for them. I think I tried to make it so clear using English, which is not even our first language. But we're doing it in English because we want other people as well to hear it who are not Zulu speaking. May you make abantu abankulunkulunkulu to understand that love is very important. And love is just an ability to forget yourself and lose. And do things for people and never be remembered. If they remember you, it's a bonus, but that's not what you're going for. So, Father, I pray for them to find love. They must not seek for anointing and verses. They must seek for love. Love will make sure that other things come along. Because you can use a wrong verse. You can use the right verse at the wrong time. Or you can use a right sermon at wrong people. Because all what you know is what to preach. You don't know how to love. So please, God, I pray for these people. Let them love one another. Let the families love one another. Let wives serve their husband. Let husbands love their wives. Let them spend time with each other. Let them introspect. Not to enemies, people live like the army general and a soldier. It's a world of instruction. Do this. Just sometimes just leave your life alone. She's tired, whatever. Just love. Just let them live together. Let the home be the best experience. labo mabasihluleke khona ke where we all failed, because where we failed is love. Like Brother Branham used to say that if ever there was where love was sold, he would go buy it with all the money he had. So Father, give us that love. Wherever we failed, lapho singathanda ngabazwane khona, lapho siphakamela abantu abakho khona, lapho sizibe ingcingo zabo khona, lapho sibe nesicefana nje, even to talk to them. Forgive us, O Father. Because there is no compensation that can be given where love has been forfeited. May prayer be revived, Lord, because love will be restored. May family lives be restored. I pray for children who are growing in this psychological generation. May they get love somehow, Father, from their parents, from church, from the neighborhood. I pray, Lord, may you protect them from sicknesses. Brother Branham, when he says, Zulwini Baba, it says, what? Only perfect love will enter them. Not anointing, not scriptures, only love. So, Father, give us that love. Sometimes they're caught wrong. Sometimes we hate each other. Sometimes they're denied. We ask forgiveness for that, Lord. Help us to forgive each other. Because all we have is just each other. I pray for all of them. Love is always waiting for them. And I bless them in the name of Jesus. Because I ask this in Jesus Christ's name. And the church said, Amen.
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 Amen.